Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Have you ever considered yourself to be incredibly talented? Well, if you can make, say, the last half ounce of toothpaste last for a month, or if you can tell the difference at first taste between Coke and Pepsi, you can give yourself a pat on the back. This is Self-Esteem Day on The Brian Lehrer Show. This is Kurt Anderson. I'm filling in for Brian. Our next guest is going to remind you of all the secrets you can use to feel that better thing about yourself that you don't even think of as special talents. Joining me now is a former staff writer for The Onion, Andy Selsberg, to talk about his new book, You Are Good at Things, A Checklist. Andy, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So, for instance, what are the sorts of things that people don't even think of as skills, secrets, talents that you point out to them?
Well, some that I think I'm good at are, I'm good at sending people links when I casually tell them I'll send them a link. Like, to me, that's a sacred bond. I'm good at letting establishments know when their soap dispenser is empty.
And really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning you go to a restaurant and then you tell the, mm-hmm. the person out front, oh, there's no more soap in the bathroom?
Right, right. Better they hear it from me than from the health inspector.
Yeah.
I'm good at sticking with the same slow dance style since junior high. Like, it was just perfect and graceful, and I thought, why change it? And I'm good at changing filters regularly. On the Brita, I actually have that little sticker on my refrigerator.
Water filters.
Where, yeah.
But not all.
In the house.
Any car filters.
Well, I don't have a car in New York.
Coffee filters.
Coffee filters, yeah. So yeah. These are things that I'm good at citing old Far Side comics.
Uh-huh. Listeners, how about you? This is your chance to call in and brag about any and all tiny, insignificant, or should I say things we used to think of as tiny and insignificant that you're good at. We'd like to hear about the things that you can do better than other people, not the things you were trained to do, like you're a great pianist or dancer or writer or whatever. Of course, those are obvious. But what about, you know, being able to talk to the TV and telling coaches of football teams who they should put in, or pretending to do yoga when actually you're just, you know, checking out your own body odor at very close proximity. Whatever it is, call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or you can just post a comment bragging about this tiny secret championship ability that you have at our website, WNYC.org, where you click on The Brian Lehrer Show. So the book is essentially a gigantically long checklist of things that people have mastered and maintaining a diary. I personally have never done that, but I know many people have. Not calling it a comeback. Describe that. What does that mean?
Well, that some of them are just sort of references to phrases that pop up in the culture. And that was like an LL Cool J song. Don't call it a comeback.
And
I've been here for years.
Checking the blind spot while driving. Again, I'm no good at that, which is why my wife doesn't really let me drive.
And now we have, robot car lights that do that.
Is there, other than being amusing about all these things that we haven't come to think of as worthy of praise or self-congratulation, is there a good reason, an actual, earnest good reason to celebrate these teeny things that you're good at?
I hope so. I hope it's a reminder of, like, it's a sincere, like, it's at once, like, it's a little elbow in the ribs, but it's also sincere that, because the things that people remember people for aren't often the big ones, but, like, oh, they were able to work their way through a crowded bar without gathering resentment from people.
Right. No, and when I was nine and I had no athletic skill to speak of, I could touch my elbows behind my back. And that became a thing I would show off to adults and children alike. Mm-hmm. And I felt slightly better about myself, I guess. So there you go. And I guess we have a caller to talk about his special talent, Tony from Bergen City in New Jersey. Bergen County, rather. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Bergen County. My useless talent is I can identify any automobile, make, model, year by just looking at the front or the back the facade of the car, the grill of the car, or the back fender of the car from 500, 1,000 feet away. So I can't see the emblem or the writing on it, but just looking at the shape of the front or back of the car, can identify the car dead on, year, make, model.
That's awesome. Are you in law enforcement?
No, actually, but I am a car buff since I was a child. So, you know, I read Road and Track and all that stuff. So, yeah, but I'm not a mechanic. I have none of those abilities, but just a quirky little thing just by looking at the taillights or headlights from far away. And my wife this week didn't believe that. So walking through the mall, I nailed all the cars from, you know, from whatever, 80, 100 feet away. And we walked up to the car and she was amazed that
Congratulations. That's that amounts to a serious skill. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thanks.
We have now Ann from Connecticut calling in. Thanks for calling, Ann.
Hi, I have a talent that is, I think, less useful than the previous callers, but has gotten me out of a bind. I can untangle a big pile of necklaces really quickly and very well.
And would that apply to, like, you know, phone and computer cords as well, or just necklaces?
Really, it's the complicated chains of necklaces that I'm better at and have spent more time with. My grandfather owned a jewelry store. And that was my job.
So you're a specialist.
I am a very good specialist. I probably have like a master's degree in that.
Thank you, Anne.
That's good. Untangling cords is in the book, but necklaces is more specialized.
Yeah. Well, I don't own a lot of necklaces, but I do own a lot of cords. And so I've actually thought, I wish I had trained my children when they were small to do exactly that. And then they could have made themselves useful. Are these the kinds of things that people ought to be proud about? Like,
yes.
Identifying the car is a kind of amazing
That
skill.
Is. And I think recognizing taillights is in here. So,
there you
like
go.
That. Yeah, no, these are exactly the kinds of skills that this book is aiming to articulate.
Well, we now have Terry from Queens. Terry, what is your secret skill?
Yeah, I'm able to sort of tell people about things that are maybe below the radar, and suddenly they're onto it like me. They're on fire. And my latest thing is French macarons. Do you know what they are?
No.
They're not macarons, those chewy, coconutty things Americans make. These are light, airy, sort of bonbons. They're three layers of a crust, kind of a light cake layer, and then a center filling that's like fruity or chocolatey or whatever. And they come in all kinds of colors. Well, I discovered them in New York, I guess about 8 months ago, and I've been turning people on to French macarons.
Huh. And so you do this regularly with all kinds of things that I am unsure
films,
of what they
books,
are?
Films, books. But I've got to tell you, the macarons, this is a thing I'm onto now, and I've got my friends and family all the way in Hawaii looking for them, searching for them, and in fact, on the island of Kauai, they don't really have them there yet. So one of my sisters, without even knowing what they are, I've sent them images and pictures from online and described them really well, and she decided she's going to make them. So, you know, they got tired of me talking about it, and so a niece in California and a sister decided, well, I'm just going to have to make them because we don't have them here.
There you go. Thanks so much, Terry. What were you going to say, Andy?
Well, I was just going to see if she'd go on record to say what was going to be the next big thing.
Oh, you know, my journalistic instincts failed me. And by the way, New Yorkers, Jacques Torres in Dumbo sells very delightful macarons. I think we have another call. This is Eli calling from Paris, which is, of course, a capital in Europe of France. Hi, Eli. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Bonjour.
Bonjour. What is your talent?
I am very good at cleaning eyeglasses.
That's a good talent.
Especially the nose pads.
Do you wear eyeglasses or do you do other people's?
Both. Yeah, both. I'm I'm especially good at cleaning other people's glasses for some reason.
And do you carry around one of those special fine-grained fabrics that they give you when you buy the glasses, or do you just, like, use a paper towel or something?
Not only do I have a microfiber cloth, but I also carry around a small bottle of a cleaning solution.
Those really?
Pretty well.
Really? Why?
Don't call me neurotic, but...
Well, I was... Your word, but do you behave this way about other small bits of your life, or is it just focused on eyeglass cleaning?
Well, I guess... Oh, maybe computer screens and TV screens. I guess it's sort of a similar guess I'd better talk about this with my analyst, but I guess I have a thing with screens and lenses.
Well, Eli, I want to thank you very much, and have a nice day in Paris.
Okay, thank you.
So, Andy Salzberg, these are the kinds of things you're encouraging people to actualize and talk about and realize that they're good at, yeah?
Yes.
And then what? To brag about them or just be happy about yourself?
No, just keep it in your heart, like have it put that extra little zip in your confidence.
Andy Salzberg is a former staff writer for The Onion and author of the new book, You Are Good at Things, A Checklist. And for listeners interested in attending the launch for this book, that'll take place tomorrow, Tuesday, April 3rd at 7 o'clock at the wonderful Book Court bookstore in my neighborhood, 163 Court Street in Brooklyn. And thank you very much for listening today. I'm Kurt Anderson, the host of Studio 360, in today and only today for Brian Lehrer on The Brian Lehrer Show. Enjoy the rest of your week.